I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ebola is in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. However, Mission Aviation Fellowship's Nick Frey clarifies.
The current situation here with Ebola in DRC is not connected to any other place in Africa.
It's contained because it's so isolated. MAF's mission is reaching isolated people as the hands and feet of Christ. Their pilots are flying medical personnel and supplies into the infected region. As for the Congolese,
they seem to feel an extra care and compassion from MAF that they don't always get from other humanitarian groups.
And that is what opens doors for the gospel message. Frey shares much more. Look for the link at our website. Next, how do you stop Ebola from spreading? Well, you shut down a country. At least that's what Sierra Leone's president is considering, according to one of his aides. Sierra Leone is second only to Liberia in the number of Ebola infections and deaths. Living Water International is taking its own steps to prevent Ebola from spreading throughout West Africa. They're teaching communities about hygiene and sanitation. See how they connect Ebola to Scripture at our website. And many ministries are asking for your aid to refugees in the Middle East. Before you get all annoyed at all the requests, consider why they're made. John Parker of Advancing Native Missions shares why they just sent a container of aid to Jordan.
The need is huge, and there's about 1 million refugees there in Lebanon, Jordan, and Turkey. And they're saying it's going to get much worse. There's even estimates of another 1 million.
Parker says it's hard to know the particulars of our impact, especially spiritually, but that we should never underestimate what it means to give a gift in Jesus' name. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your information, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.